Paul, you make it to a gas station, and you're waiting out in this rural area until finally the pizza guy pulls up.
Hey, buddy, you delivering for a Paul?
He takes one look at you and sees your gi and everything else, and he goes, "Oh my god, are you Kimon?"
"Yeah, I'm doing some work out in these parts. I haven't had breakfast yet. You got that pizza?"
"Oh, here you go, and here's the receipt." "Oh, man, This is huge. Like, I didn't know this was who I was delivering for."
"You a big fan?"
"Yeah. Oh, dude, I got, like, so much of your merchandise back home. I mean, that's not weird, is it?"
"Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on what you, like, not that you own it, but I always thought it was weird that they could squeeze my face into a little plastic mold."
"Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't thought about that. I guess, yeah, they make action figures of your face. That is kind of weird."
"I actually collect a couple myself. I got one that's like a production error. I was supposed to be a cowboy for some reason. And then they painted the back end of the like my pants skin tone, so it looked like I had on assless chaps."
"Oh, no way. Oh, dude, I think I actually have that action figure, the cowboy one. That was a weird one."
"Oh, you want to know what's really wild? That one's not even fake. I actually had to dress up as a cowboy once. I did a pig wrangling competition. It was an undercover thing. I won. But technically, superpowers weren't allowed, so I cheated."
"Dude, that is so cool. I did not know that. That action figure is, like, special now."
"Well, hey, I'm actually glad you're a fan. Because could I ask you to do me a favor?"
"For the Slayer of Men? Oh, yeah, anything."
"Can I have you take the rest of the day off, loan me your pizza guy outfit, and drive me down to this address?"
"Like, today?"
"Yeah, there's a couple of guys there, and I want to talk to them, but I prefer they come to the door instead of running off as soon as I show up."
"You want me to help you with the sting?"
"Kinda, sorta. I gotta warn you, these guys have superpowers, and they might be dangerous, so all I want for you to do is just wait by the road, keep the engine running, and if it looks bad, get out of here."
"Okay, cool. Yeah. I would have to call in sick for work, though. And like, look, man, I can't miss a lot of days, so, I mean, just throwing this out there, I don't suppose you could maybe, like, spot me for it?"
"Yeah, absolutely. Problem, though. I gotta go through the company to get you company money, but here's what I think I could do. I'll swing by your house, and all that merch you got, I'll sign all of it. You can take photos with me. You got a little brother or anything like that?"
Yeah, I got a little brother."
"Yeah, all right, I'll say hi to him, too. You can say, you met Kimon."
"Oh, dude, that is so worth it. All right, I am in. I'm calling my boss right now." And so this guy gets on the phone, he calls his boss, he pretends that he's sick. He says he'll pay for the pizzas that he hasn't delivered.
"Oh, that's good, actually. I'll need one of those, so that way I can have an excuse to be at the door."
He gives you a thumbs up.
"So we good to go?"
"Yeah, hop in."
"All right, I get in the passenger seat."
So he starts driving you down the highway, and not very long in, he goes, "Oh, man, this is so cool. So, I mean, like, dude, have they got you, like, basically running the place now, or what's going on?"
"Oh, God, you don't even want to know. The politics, the... Actually, what's your name?"
"Daniel. You can just call me Danny, though."
"Well, Danny, the politics of that are just a mess. The industries part is really where the emphasis is at. There's big money and just all this worry about what's going to happen with it. I barely want to touch an inch of it."
"But you ran, like, an entire resistance organization, though. I mean, you know how to do money, right?"
"No, my wife handled the money. I fought with her about the money."
"You had a wife?"
"Yeah."
"Kimon the Slayer of Men had a wife."
"Kimon the Slayer of Men can fall in love. It's happened."
"Yeah, I guess. It's just like, I mean, like, there's no action figures of your wife or anything, you know?"
"Yeah, she wouldn't sign away her likeness. And plus, she was done with me by that time."
"Oh, sorry to hear that, dude."
"Hey, but hey, if there's a lesson here, the thing is there's lots of people behind every movement and every organization that you just don't hear much about. Guy like you delivering pizzas? Hey, without the pizza delivery guy, you can't hardly have a pizza company, right?"
"Nah. Guess not."
"I mean, they don't call it Danny's Pizza, though. It's just that without you, they can't get pizzas to people."
"Well, yeah, but I mean, like, they'd get a different guy if I can't come in. I mean, they're gonna get someone else to deliver pizzas today because I called in sick."
"But they can't undeliver the pizzas that you've delivered. Right, Danny? Think about this. How many pizzas have you handed out to people? Like, you probably lose track. And that's stuff that you already did. That's people fed, pizzas delivered. So, man, you mattered. My whole organization was full of people like my wife, but also full of guys like you, Danny's, running around doing stuff that had to be done. You were the guys, the foot soldiers, that made up the backbone of my whole operation. I always had trouble, you know, fighting with the people at the top, but the Danny's of the world, you guys were there. Look, Danny, however many pizzas you've delivered, that is pizzas delivered by Danny."
"Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's like a... That kind of makes me feel bad about taking the day off, though."
"Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about that. You're helping me do my job. So, you're helping out still."
"Right. Cool, cool. So you guys pull up to outside the house."
"All right, Danny. So here's what I think I want you to do. Go ahead and take your car and park it way, way over there. there's any gunfire, I don't want stray bullets hitting you or anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, I'll park far away.
Great. And maybe something comes of this, maybe something doesn't. I'll walk up the road if nothing happens.
Okay. I'll just be on my phone, I guess.
Well, great. I get out of the car, dressed as a pizza man with a box of pizza in my hand, and I approach the house, and I knock on the door.
An older woman answers the door. She says, "Hello?"
"Hi, ma'am. I've got a pizza ordered in by Marley."
She turns around and yells, "Aaron! Your friend ordered a pizza!" She turns back to you, and she goes, "He already ate all the leftovers." Aaron, the guy with the weird arm, comes down the stairs, and Marley, the buffet bandit, follows behind him.
"Hey, fellas." And I pull down the shirt to reveal my gi. "You guys got a second to answer some questions?"
Aaron yells, "Oh, shoot!" And then he tries to punch you. The way this actually works, however, is that his arm bunches up like a spring and then, prong, shoots outward.
I abort to just step sideways out of the doorway.
Whoosh! The spring arm flies past you and then recoils back inside.
"Ah, Aaron! I needed a warrant to come inside until just now."
Okay, we're at the top of 12, but you aborted your action, so you hear on the inside a bunch of scuffling and running. Now it comes back to you.
All right, lean back in through the doorway.
Aaron and Marley are at the back door. They've thrown it open. They're probably on their way out in a second.
I take the pizza box and give it a super throw at Aaron's legs.
Whoop, bump. It hits Aaron's legs, which fall out from underneath him, and the air goes out of him as he lands. Meanwhile, Marley, the buffet bandit, just keeps running and doesn't look back. He's going for a truck. Then we're back to you, Paul.
I'm not sure if I can get Marley on anything, so I'll let him go, but I'll mosey on over to Aaron. "All right, kid, you're under arrest."
Aaron rolls over on his back and then tries to spring punch you again.
Abort dodge.
Marley, meanwhile, starts up the truck and begins to drive away. Aaron then gets to his feet and he runs out the back. He sees the truck is leaving and he goes, "Oh, come on!" Now, Paul, we're back to you.
Well, I go out and I grab Aaron and I take him down to the ground.
Yeah, you go out and you grab him and you throw him down on the ground. Then you sit down on top of him, knee to his back.
All right, make sure that he's resting on his arm so that he can't really do anything with it. Stop wriggling around, Noodle Wing!
Get off of me!
You're resisting arrest. You keep doing this, it's just gonna get worse for you.
You're hurting me!
You tried to take my head off, kid. And I tell you what, if you get back up again, I'm gonna have to figure out how to put you down again.
Okay, all right. His mom comes out and she goes, "What is going on? Who is this?"
"I'm a superhero with Unstoppable Industries, and your son's under arrest." I get out my phone and I call the police.
Okay, you call this into the police. They eventually show up. They get this guy into custody. You go through all the stuff. You tell them what happened. And then they drive off with your guy. You'll be able to interview him later.
Okay, well, that's done. Go back up to where Danny's parked.
Danny's just playing a mobile game on his phone. He looks up when you come to the door. He goes, "Oh, you're back. How'd it go?"
"Eh, pretty routine. Sorry to say, but there's not that much action a lot of the time."
"Oh, did he go quietly?"
"Nah, but I mean, every fight usually ends one way or the other in a couple of seconds. In my case, a lot of times, it's like squirrel versus shotgun. The squirrel doesn't have a chance."
"Okay, well, I gotcha. That makes sense."
"All right, you want to go home? I got some stuff to sign, right?"
"Oh, heck yeah, let's go." And he starts up the car, he drives you home. You meet his little brother, you sign a bunch of action figures and posters and stuff like that, and you make Danny's day. Meanwhile, back at Unstoppable Industries, Lowry, the police want to know what you'd like to do with the crime scene from last night.
Okay, just have them go ahead and grab the computer stuff, everything related to our warrant.
Yeah, you got it. They bring all that stuff in.
Okay, then in the next morning, go downstairs, say hi to Flux and his mom, offer to go bring them breakfast. How you guys doing? How you feeling, Flux?
Oh, a lot better. I mean, they gave me a bunch of painkillers, so I'd hope I'd be feeling better, but you know.
Yeah, well, take it easy on that stuff. You know, it can be addictive.
Oh, for sure. I won't take it more than prescribed.
Actually, you should take it less than, I mean, as little as possible, because addiction can kind of set in a little by surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a huge problem in this line of work, to be truthful. You know, you get injuries all the time, but then superheroes feel compelled to keep working because you're on contract, and there's also just that sense of duty, you know. So you take the painkillers to fight the pain, and the injuries don't quite go away, and they're lingering, so you take more painkillers, and pretty soon, you know, you're hooked.
Oh. Who's a good example of someone who got hooked on painkillers?
Well, as far as anyone who's actively in the industry, I don't want to go around saying names. Could hurt their career. I guess, though, a good retired example would be Captain Banana Bones. He had it really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, his bones were made of rubber, but it still hurt him to bend them so often, so he started taking painkillers, and then he got stuck.
Okay, then. I'll be really careful about the painkillers.
Hey, I got good news, though. If you feel pressured to work, you do a lot of desk work, because that's part of why we brought you on. Speaking of, the guy's got all the hard drives that you needed.
Oh, that's great. Did they get my virus on it or what?
Well, now that we physically have the hard drives, do we need the virus on there?
Oh, no, I guess not.
Well, okay, great. So if you're bored and you want, I could bring you a laptop and a USB cable and any of the hard drives you want.
Sure, I could set them up on my meal table here.
Okay, I'll bring them to you in case you're curious, and I'm not going to ask you anything until the doctor says you're recuperated and ready to come back to work.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Freezeframe.
Yeah, hey, you know, one thing that's common in superheroes is we tend to be workaholics. Sometimes you can't put the anxiety aside until you know that things are being done.
Yeah, I am kind of that way. Thank you again.
No problem. Hey, let me know if you need anything else. I'll get you that laptop.
So, Elvis, Lowry gets you the laptop and the hard drives, and then you find out to your fortune that nothing on here is really encrypted, honestly. Probably none of it was ever supposed to leave the lab. That, or possibly, they just really didn't have very good IT. It's kind of funny, given the lengths they took. They were able to soundproof the building, but didn't hire an IT guy. At any rate, this means that you have full access to the stuff they were working on, and you can see that they were trying to do a lot with drug synthesis. Now, this isn't really your field, but you do have a good background understanding of, like, expanding superpowers, so you kind of see where they're going with a lot of this. The problem you immediately pick up on is that usually this technology wants to start with the superhero and then you build out from there. Trying to take your machine and building back into a superhero pretty much is never done. It's impossible. Or at least, to date, it's impossible. It's kind of like one of those big pipe dream sciences. Everyone wants to do it, but no one has yet. It doesn't look to you like these guys were in any way close to doing it themselves. Their time and money was clearly being wasted. You feel a little frustrated just looking at it, knowing how few results they were getting. However, though that was doing quite badly, it's clear they were looking at expanding superpowers for other super individuals. For example, that gun that was given to Heatstroke, it's also in here. It looks like if it had worked and not been destroyed, it would have fired some kind of heat ray. Beyond this, there appears to be a very ambitious project to create a supersuit for Heatstroke. He has the ability to generate heat, and heat is energy, which means that Heatstroke is his own generator. And as you're looking this over, it becomes very clear why they chose him specifically for this project, because they can create a supersuit that can do quite a concerning amount. There's not a lot of finalized schematics, but a lot of the theory looks terrifying. They think they might be able to make him fly. They're talking about putting him into a larger suit and having him generate power for some kind of mech with machine guns. A man who can create multiple gigajoules of energy out of nothing is actually very potent when placed in the hands of someone who knows what to do with that. You're able to study the horrors of these propositions for hours.
Okay, after I've read into this enough, I'm going to call Lowry down to my hospital bed.
All right, Lowry, you're doing your business stuff, working on your paperwork, talking to people, and then you get a call from Elvis.
Oh, I am sorry, Mr. Gibson. I am going to have to call you back. I've got something that just came up. I'll let you know. Okay, goodbye. And I go down.
Hey, Lowry, I've been looking at this hard drive, and I think that maybe the Luna project is really not our biggest concern. I mean, it's bad and all, but I'm looking at this, and it seems like maybe Heatstroke could be a thermonuclear weapon.
Like what, a nuclear bomb?
Well, okay, that one is just scribbled in the margins, but it was a very concerning margin.
Are these maybe the wrong hard drives? I could go check with the IT guys.
No, the Luna Project stuff is in there. It just looks like they weren't making a lot of progress with that, so they started focusing on things they could make progress with, which is, like, turning heat into weapon. Which is really easy, actually.
Well, okay, there are a lot of superpowers that could be weaponized worse than they are naturally. Do they have funding for any of this, is the question.
I guess look at that. Does it look like any of this is affordable?
Well, it varies. It looks like a lot of these proposals are just spitballing what they could do, and there are some prices mixed in there so they could figure that out. Building more of the guns feels like it should be reachable for them. Building the mech, however, that's really hard to say. It's kind of expensive.
Well, they've come up with a broad variety of options, but I guess if they made a super robot, all we have to do is break it once and they'd be out of money.
That's more or less what broke Kimon's back with his flying fortress.
Either way, though, it seems like they're focusing less on taking away people's powers and more on just, flesh-melting laser beams.
Well, you know, this sort of thing is actually a lot more in our wheelhouse, to be frank.
Okay, that's good to hear. So, what do we do about flesh-melting lasers?
I don't know. Off the cuff. That's why I'm glad that you found this out. Now we can start thinking about flesh-melting lasers.
Well, all right. I guess I'll start looking at ideas for how to, not get melted.
Good idea, Flux.
Hey, by any chance, did Kimon come back or anything? I thought he would come to check and see how I'm doing.
Oh, hey, Flux, don't expect Kimon to show you any kind of charity or consideration. That's really not the type of guy he is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I just thought he would come by, you know. He didn't have to bring flowers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I say, just don't expect him to do much of anything.
Oh, okay.
Still, though, I'm here. So if you need me for anything, I'm here.
Oh, no, okay, I'm good. I'll keep looking at these and I'll let you know what I figure out.
Okay, great. Like I say, don't stress yourself. I won't check in until you're ready, so let me know when you want me to know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Paul! And as it's getting towards the evening, you get back. You're dropped off outside Unstoppable Industries by Danny.
All right, it was cool hanging with you, Danny. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, dude. Oh, man, this has been so great. I hope I don't know, be safe.
Yeah, you too.
Danny drives off.
All right, go in, go upstairs, and find Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry's in his office.
I am, but when Kimon comes to my door, I have my secretary make him wait for a little bit.
Okay then, Paul. Lowry's secretary stops you outside, and she says, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kimon, but Mr. Freezeframe is in a meeting.
Yeah, whatever. I just push past her and I go in.
Kimon, did my secretary not tell you that I was in a meeting?
Yeah, where's the meeting?
It was supposed to be a digital meeting starting here soon, but I guess I'll have to put it off now.
I don't care. I came up here to let you know that I caught a guy related to that whole office space situation. So we can interrogate him at our leisure.
What, did you just go arrest him? We can't detain him if he didn't do a crime we can prove.
No, he tried to hit me. We got him, and we got him good.
Oh, okay, fine.
So how's Elvis doing?
Oh, Elvis is doing all right. We had the doctor check him out, and there's no major health concerns.
What, do they got him down in the medical ward?
Just as a precaution. But as far as I know, he's sleeping right now, so you probably shouldn't bother him. Besides, you've been awake for more than 24 hours, haven't you?
You better believe it. There's nothing I hate more than watching a place for days only for a trail to go cold.
Well, all right, we got a guy on ice. We got some information from those hard drives that we took. Go rest, sleep in, whatever. We'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, sleep something I'm gonna get. What are you gonna do?
Pull up the police records on this arrest you just told me about and get something set up so we can go in and interrogate him.
All right, good. Let me know when you're clear to do that. We'll do the good cop, insane cop thing, how about?
Okay, but I want to be insane cop this time.
I'm the only one who does insane cop well.
I'm kidding, Kimon. Jeez, get some rest, go to sleep.
Okay, Paul, you go down to the break room and pass out.